Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio, getting ready to talk to Ike Taylor. He's an NFL Network analyst now. Long, great career in the NFL as a corner for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You can follow him on Twitter, at Ike_SwagginU. You can see Ike this Saturday on NFL Network's Good Morning Football weekend at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Here he is. Ike, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Craig and Greg. Y'all have the good intro music.
Craig and who?
No, it's Greg and Brian, but we'll give you a pass.
Craig, did I say Craig and Greg?
Yeah, you did. That's all right.
Yeah, you said it. That's why we said who.
You sure did. You was like, who?
That's all right.
Hey, man, bye.
No, no,
bye.
No. No, don't. We love Ike. It's an honest mistake.
We used to love Ike. Honest mistake, my ass.
My bad, B.
See, now
can
he's
I go
back.
B&G?
Yes, whatever works for you.
He's back. So, like, the Steelers on Sunday against the Browns, I know it's a first game. It's Cleveland, and they're at home, and it's a road game. Le'Veon Bell wasn't there for a long time, but I was just real disappointed in the way that the offense played in that game. Do you think that that's going to correct itself quickly?
Yeah. I mean, we got to understand that they went against the good Hugh Jackson, who was in Cincinnati. So, I mean, he has some kind of recipe to slow down the offense, right? Then Le'Veon Bell missed camp, so he's going to get back in a groove in a week or two. So, I mean, you got to tilt your hat also to the Cleveland Browns game plan and their defense. I don't think they're going to be as bad as people think they are this year. One, because of Kaiser. Two, it's a young team. I think they're the youngest team, right, in the NFL?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a young, fast defense, and they didn't play bad at all against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
One defense that surprised me was the Dallas Cowboys defense. What were your thoughts about the Cowboys this season on the heels of a 13-3 season a year ago as we entered this new terrain of 2017? Did you think the defense would upgrade their play, or were you surprised like I was at how quickly they were able to get to Eli Manning?
Yeah, they was able to get to Eli without blitzing, and that's key. I mean, I think that's what the Dallas Cowboys wanted to do, like how the Giants did last year, got to a lot of people without blitzing five, getting there with the four-man rush. So they put a lot of pressure, not even just sacking Eli, but just getting pressure, being around his feet, making him shift in the pocket. I think Dallas did well in that aspect.
How come the Giants couldn't do a damn thing in the passing game? I know that the Cowboys' defense are going to give them credit, but, I mean, Eli Manning's still there. You have Brandon Marshall, who is still a big weapon and a guy with a ton of experience. Is it all about that Giants' offensive line and the struggles they have at the tackle position?
You don't win Super Bowls without having a good defense and a strong running game. If you just look at what the Atlanta Falcons did to the New England Patriots in that first half, they ran the ball. If you flip the script, if you look at what the New England Patriots did to Atlanta in the second half, they ran the ball more than Atlanta. So by the end of the day, what I'm trying to say is, I don't care how many good receivers you have, even though we see the difference in OBJ when he's not on the field, when he's on the field, you got to have a run game. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Super Bowls that the New York Giants won, they had a two-back system. They had a mean running game. In a good defense and a good defensive line. So, I mean, Eli made his plays and pinpointed passes when it was time for him to do it. But for the most part, man, they had a good two-back system, a good running game. They got to get back to running the ball. And even though they have special receivers, that got to come second.
You played on some good teams, won Super Bowl. Now, Eli is telling everyone here in New York to chill out. It's the first game of the season. We've seen and heard Aaron Rodgers in past season tell Green Bay Packer fans to relax. Is it easy to do, easier said than done, even though it's just week one?
He can say chill out when OBJ come back. Because OBJ at least give them a chance. Even OBJ at 90%. I'm sorry, OBJ at 70% is a threat because you just need to know where he's at all times. Like OBJ last year kind of added on to his play another dimension of his game by taking slants to the house, a.k.a. touchdowns. And it's hard for guys to take a slant to the crib. I think OBJ did that a few times last year. That was a whole other dimension. So when you have a guy like 13 on the field, and you have to know where he's at all times, because any given play, he could turn a 4-yard catch to a 70-yard touchdown pass. You got to understand he's special because he's been doing this since he stepped in the league. And his stats has gotten better since he stepped in the league. So, yeah, I can understand what Eli's saying is chill. But I'm saying, and what I'm thinking, I'm really not saying chill to OBJ come back.
Gio and Jones with Ike Taylor, now of the NFL Network, Super Bowl champion, great career as a corner for the Pittsburgh Steelers. When you think about the perception of Odell Beckham Jr., do you think drama queen, someone who is always in the news when he doesn't need to be, or is a lot of that stuff you think maybe he's being treated unfairly?
Yeah, I think OBJ is treated unfairly. I mean, he's a football player, but he's a rock star. You got rock stars that want to hang out with OBJ. You got rappers that want to hang out with OBJ. You got guys in Europe and London, Brazil who play soccer, who get paid $200-300 million, want to hang out with OBJ. He just so happened to be an American football player and good at what he do. But he's just a talented athlete in general. He's special. He's different. So when you got a guy that show a lot of passion and emotion towards the game, it's an issue. And you know, social media now, we can blow whatever we want to blow out of proportion. We can talk about whatever. We can talk about his shoes costing the loss to lose a game. It's just, that's how social media is, you know, these days. But OBJ is just a passionate guy, man. I would want OBJ on my team any day of the week because he hate to lose.
That's fine. That's fine, and I'm with you. I think we're all in agreement there. But when you tweak your ankle, you get up, you're walking off the field, then you collapse again. You get up, you make it to the bench. You're over there sitting on the bench. You start running to the locker room. You're jogging to the locker room, and you collapse in the tunnel. That's a drama queen. No doubt. Ton of talent. I would want him.
That's not a drama queen because you don't know the man's pain tolerance. You know what a high ankle sprain is.
I've had it.
Say you would rather break your leg than have a high ankle sprain because it lingers for a while, right?
Yep.
So you should know better than anybody.
I didn't collapse and act like that when I.
It doesn't matter. We're not the same. Because you did doesn't mean he can't.
Okay.
Well,
you wouldn't have done it.
I don't know what I would have done.
You would have gotten up. You would have tried to go back in the game. It probably wouldn't have been smart, but you would have tried. I mean, and that's the way you were, right? I mean, that whole locker room. I mean, you guys were different. I mean, that defense.
I broke my arm in the Carolina game and came back on the sideline.
I remember that. Yeah, that was like.
And my teammates looking at me like a ghost, like, "What the hell are you doing on the sideline?" Mm-hmm. I'm like, "Man, I can't have surgery until I get back to Pittsburgh. I'm gonna come hang out with y'all."
And then you came back and played later in that season too, didn't you? You weren't out for the year.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. See, he's not a drama queen.
No.
Made my point.
Everybody's different.
I know everybody's different. I played with a drama queen. We had a guy, I told you guys a story. Played here in the Giants, laid on the damn field for about 30 minutes and got up holding his wrist.
Yeah,
really?
Ike, you ever play with a drama queen?
Don't name names.
No. I don't do no names, but I really can't say we had. Well, I did have a corner who I played with who was a drama corner. He played corner.
There you go.
Well, I mean,
it's one on every team.
The reason I was laughing, and trust me, I love this guy, respect this guy, but Ben with his injuries sometimes, I mean, he makes everybody know. Like, he's the only guy who's like walks around in a cold tub. I don't know how he does it.
He takes the cold tub with him.
Right. Ben left practice once in an ambulance. He had a hangnail. So
I'm not going to let y'all talk about that.
That's not me. That's Gio. That's Craig.
He knows. I love the guy, but he tends to play it up. Ike, from week one, and you're watching all these teams, you have an idea what you think you're going to see in week one. Which one of these teams, either way, positively or negatively, caught you by surprise the most?
Man, I think it's obvious you can say Kansas City, but how about them Jacksonville Jaguars, how they came into Houston, how we thought Houston was going to come out and do it for the city, and Jacksonville just came out, and all the talent that we've been talking about for the past couple of years on defense showed up.
Yeah, I was definitely
– it took it to them.
Yeah, you think that'll continue there in Jacksonville, or no, this was a little flash in the pan?
Heck no. We've been talking about Jacksonville talent on defense for a while. And it finally showed up because a guy who they call Papa Bear, a.k.a. Sasquatch, a.k.a. Calais Campbell, is the difference maker.
other than swag and swagging you, what are your other a.k.a.s?
Sasquatch. Man, I'm a.k.a. a lot of stuff I can't say on the radio right now.
Oh, damn. Uh-huh.
Come on.
Freaky diggy.
Right.
Listen, Ike, we love talking to you. If we could have you on every day, we would. And I'm really happy for your success on the NFL Network. I know it's going to grow.
I appreciate that. Hey, just let me know, man. Anytime y'all want me on, just let me know.